Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Daily Talk Podcast. Got a lot of news for you and some speculation of a new product from Apple that we haven't really heard about. It's called Project Titan, and it's a car from Apple that's been in the making for 6 years now. We're going to talk all about it, plus what can you expect from coronavirus as the days and weeks go on and more cases go up. That's next. Hey there, thanks for listening. Before we get back into the podcast, here's a message from the CDC. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. Learn more how COVID-19 spreads and practice these actions to help prevent the spread of this illness. To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, everyone should clean your hands often, either with soap and water for 20 seconds or hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people, at least 6 feet. Cover your mouth and nose with mask when around others. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces daily. The CDC recommends that people wear masks in public settings when around people outside of their household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Masks may help people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Learn more on cdc.gov. All right, hey there, everybody, and welcome to Daily Talk. So glad to be back and so glad to be on this podcast right now. Today, the first big story we're talking about is the Apple Electric Car Project. And it states the Apple Electric Car Project, codenamed, Titan, or Titan Project, is an electric car project undergoing research and development by Apple Inc. Apple has yet to openly discuss any of its self-driving research, with around 5,000 employees disclosed on this project as of 2014. And the start date is 2014. They've been working on this as of 2020, when this episode is being recorded, 6 years. The planned completion date is as of 2020, but we don't know exactly what day it'll be released on. We don't even know if it'll be released in 2020. I'm guessing that's when they hope that this is going to be released, but we don't really know. So, we've all heard that Apple has been working on something very secretive, and in 2015, the news broke that Apple had been working on Project Titan. So, Apple has designed or innovated an electric car. It's known as Project Titan. Self-driving systems currently being tested. Development personnel faced major scale backlog times. Project faced leadership turmoil regarding direction. We're just now getting some more new news. The car is expected to launch in 2023 to 2025. So we have a lot of speculation there. You don't actually know what specific day it's going to be released. You just got to play it by ear, really, and see, kind of factor what's true and what's not. Rumors have long suggested that Apple is actively working on a variety of different automotive projects that could ultimately lead to an Apple car. The entirety of the research falls under the catch-all title Project Titan. The term has been used to describe a number of different elements and technologies, but fall into two broad categories, self-driving vehicle systems and car design. So, there's a lot of different ways this Project Titan car is going to look. I've been looking at some of the pictures, and they're all different. Apple insiders are really, trying to, come up with what they think it's going to look like, but we don't really know. We do know, however, that Apple is a very innovative company, and they're going to come out with something good. I don't know, but all we can give you as of right now is just the news on this product. Initially, Project Titan was rumored to involve an electric vehicle called the Apple Car, delivered by 2019 to 2020. Towards the end of 2015, however, Letting you know, once again, this is back when the news breached that Apple was working on something very secretive. The program experienced an incredible failure of leadership, according to one source, in which managers fought over where Titan was going. This led to the departure of the project leader, Steve Zatsky. The design and technology behind Project Titan remained very much in flux, sources said, with Apple at one point considering using BMW's i3 as the basis for its Apple car. Apple and BMW have held talks about potential partnership, though BMW and Daimler reportedly ended talks with Apple over who might lead the project and own data. Wow, this is certainly very shocking, because there's been, like TCL for instance, they're working their way into the smartphone industry, and it's not every day that a TV company, a very, very nice TV company, goes into the smartphone market, but I'm guessing anything can happen, and that's pretty much what we're getting with this Apple car that people have been talking about for the last few, two, 3 years. The original version of the Apple car that would detect its driver via fingerprint and then drive them anywhere had transitioned to a particularly anonymous car, to something more ambitious. However, another factor that maybe pulled Apple away from its own car is the automotive supply chain. While Apple is used to being the expert control over suppliers for devices like the iPhone, the company may have discovered that auto part makers would be less eager to commit to an Apple car, given the deeper expenses involved. And Apple, likely producing vehicles, is in small initial numbers. Well, there's one thing we know so far. We're getting a lot of information about the car, but we're not really getting any dates. So for those of you who are listening to the show and like, oh, I want to get a date, when is this going to come out? You know, we don't know. But we are looking into it, and we'll give you an updated. We know that the car is going to be self-driving, but we'll give you a little bit of information on the release speculation. If Apple is intending to actually ship an Apple car, there may be a few more years to wait until it is unveiled for the public for the first time. Reports from 2016 suggested that Apple was aiming for a 2020 rollout, but issues forced the delay into 2021, such as the departure of project leader Steve Zatsky. I think I'm saying his name wrong. I think it's Zatsky. It's also unclear that at the time whether Apple's first attempt at the car would include some level of self-driving capability, though the reporting at the time was just before Apple started its efforts to test the system on public roads. So, I don't know. It says here it's stretching far into 2025. Look up Apple car and you'll see all the different designs all over the internet. Really, you don't know. Really, we're just trying to give you the information on it. We don't really know when it's going to release. We don't really know if this is an actual product, but they are working on it. We don't know what it looks like. This is a very secretive project that Apple is working on. So for Project Titan, we don't really know much. But that's really all we have to say about Project Titan. You can, again, as I said, look up Project Titan, or Apple Car, as people are calling it, and you can see for yourself all the different designs that insiders have come up with. Up next, we're talking about, is coronavirus getting any better? That's up next. All right, hey everybody, and welcome back to Daily Talk. Now, before we get into, the really good news, we obviously have to talk about the elephant in the room. It's the coronavirus. We're all going through something. We are all experiencing this turmoil that the world has been brought upon. And we really just have to, just stay calm. So, to help everybody out, we're going to be talking a bit about the coronavirus. Let's talk about the symptoms. The most common symptoms are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Other symptoms include muscle aches, fatigue, sore throat, chills, headache, runny nose, abdominal pain, discomfort, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Symptoms appear 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are generally in good health and get sick, you should stay home and manage your symptoms. Call the doctor only if symptoms get worse. If you're on the high risk category, call your doctor as soon as you get sick and get their advice before you go anywhere. So obviously, you know, the coronavirus has been something that we've been having to deal with for quite a while. There's over 16.9 million cases worldwide and over 664,000 total worldwide deaths. So we're going to be breaking down the coronavirus as much as we can for you guys so you can get a really good understanding of what it is and how you can protect yourself. So let's talk about that. You know, let's break down the coronavirus. And I know most of you know about it, but let's talk about it. Coronavirus is a type of virus. There are many different kinds, and some cause disease. A newly identified coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, has caused a worldwide pandemic of respiratory illness called COVID-19. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the new coronavirus that emerged in China in December of 2019. COVID-19 symptoms, yes, we know that. The new coronavirus can be spread from person to person. It is diagnosed with a laboratory test. There is no coronavirus vaccine yet. Prevention involves frequent hand washing, coughing into the bend of your elbow, staying home when you are sick, and wearing a cloth face covering if you can't practice physical distancing. So, as you know, if you sneeze or cough, that's how the coronavirus spreads. We pretty much know that. It's been in the news ever since we learned about the coronavirus. There's been a lot of speculation about new vaccines, you know. A lot of research companies are coming out with vaccines, you know, so we can get a cure for the coronavirus. And that's what we all want, but we got to understand that we cannot rush this process. This is a new outbreak that's caught America and the whole world, really, off guard. And we don't really know about it, too much about it. Some of us do. You know, it's awful. There are 5.31 million cases that are confirmed in the United States and over 21 million worldwide. Let's see, 168,000 deaths in America, 762,000 deaths worldwide, getting new information here. You know, and we just all have to be very careful nowadays. Yeah, so we just really got to be careful. So, you know, mental health problems are common, you know. So here are some ways to cope with stress and promote well-being. I recommend you to pause, breathe, and notice how you feel. Take breaths from upsetting content, or take breaks, excuse me. Take care of your body, reach out and stay connected, and seek help if you are overwhelmed or unsafe. You are on this earth for a reason. Don't ever try to take your life because you are worth something. We are all worth something in this line, in this world. We all have a purpose in life. So the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, if you do have suicidal thoughts or plan to kill yourself, the number is 1-800-273-8255. This is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They speak English and Spanish, so they can help you out. Coming up next, more tech news. Right after this. Hey there. Thanks for listening. Before we get back into the podcast, here's a message from the CDC. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. Learn more how COVID-19 spreads and practice these actions to help prevent the spread of this illness. To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, everyone should clean your hands often, either with soap and water for 20 seconds or hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people, at least 6 feet. Cover your mouth and nose with mask when around others. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces daily. The CDC recommends that people wear masks in public settings when around people outside of their household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Masks may help people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Learn more on cdc.gov. Hey there, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Have you heard about iOS 14? It is a game changer. It's going to make a lot of Android users switch over to iPhone. There's a lot of new features on iOS 14 that Android users appreciate. So iOS 14 is the 14th major release of iOS mobile operating system developed by Apple Inc. for the new iPhone and iPod Touch lines. It was announced at the company's Worldwide Developers Conference on June 22nd, 2020. And it is the successor of iOS 13. So, there's a lot of talk about iOS 14, and then there's a lot of talk about macOS Big Sur. Personally excited for the changes, let me know your comments at thestanfordshow.com. But we got a lot of news on different operating systems from Apple, and they're working on something big. Let's go ahead and talk about Big Sur. Let's see here. macOS Big Sur is the next major release of macOS, Apple Inc.'s operating system for Macintosh computers. It is the successor to macOS Catalina. It was announced at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, or as Apple calls it, WWDC 2020 conference, on June 22nd, 2020, with the official public release scheduled for later in 2020. So certainly some nice stuff from Apple. They're working on some things, and I was like, wait, are they really going to call it Big Sur? But I've really gotten used to the Niantic so far. So macOS 11, aka Big Sur, what do we need to know? Let's go ahead and talk about Big Sur first, then we'll get into what most of us will probably be using, which is iOS 14 for our iPhones. So, Big Sur, unveiled in June 2020 at WWDC, Worldwide Developers Conference, is the newest version of macOS, set to be released this fall. macOS Big Sur features an overhauled look and is such a big update that Apple bumped the version number to 11. That's right, macOS Big Sur is macOS 11.0. Apple introduced the biggest design update to macOS since the introduction of macOS X with macOS Big Sur, overhauling everything from the creative of window corners to colors and dock icon designs. The revamped look was designed to feel both fresh and familiar at the same time. Windows has a lighter appearance with cleaner looks and additional translucency and rounder edges. The dock is more translucent. App icons have uniform square shapes. Menu bars and apps have been redesigned to make them look less obstructive and better able to blend with your content. System sounds have been entirely redone, and there are new symbols and toolbars, sidebars, and controls to provide clarity and consistency across apps. So very excited for this, because there's so many changes. You know, obviously, you know, I won't be using this. I'm a Windows user as of right now. Thinking about switching over because I'm having so many problems with the Windows build 1909, which I had to downgrade my build all the way back down to 1511, and it's been a pain because I had Windows 8 and then I had to set and go 10 for certain reasons, and then you know, I had to downgrade my build to 1511 because I was having so many problems. I'd be doing something like surfing the web and it didn't go. Your PC ran into a problem. You know, I've always loved Mac. I've tried out Mac and I've loved it. It's easy to work, you know, Apple ecosystem is what I'm used to. So definitely a big update for Big Sur, or for macOS in general. I really do think Apple enthusiasts are really going to enjoy all the new features of Big Sur macOS 11.0. Certainly very interested for this new design, this new design change. But let's go to our competitor, or something that's going to be on our iPhones, which is iOS 14. What's new with that? Well, we're going to find out. So the compatible devices are just like the iPhone, or the iOS 13. It's just like that. All the phones that got iOS 13, you'll be getting 14 as well. This is set to release in the fall, as we've stated. So it has an app library. That's one of the new features. iOS 14 adds a new app library view for organizing all of your apps. Apps are automatically organized in the app library, and you don't have to keep all those icons of your actual home screen view. There's also a new list view as well, and it features sorting applications based on usage and more. Widgets. Finally, we get widgets, and they don't look terrible like they do in Android. iOS 14 adds widgets to the home screen of the iPhone and iPad for the first time. Widgets are more data-rich than ever and come in a variety of sizes. Apps move out of the way automatically to make room for the widgets. You access these widgets through the widget gallery with multiple different sizing options. App clips. iOS 14 adds a new app clip feature to easily access applications quickly without downloading the full version from the App Store. New iMessage features, pinned conversation, inline replies, new control center, new voice memos. So here are all the supported devices: the iPhone 11, the iPhone 11 Pro, the iPhone 11 Pro Max, the iPhone XS, the iPhone XS Max, the iPhone XR, the iPhone X, the iPhone 8, the iPhone 8 Plus, the iPhone 7, the iPhone 7 Plus, the iPhone 6S, the iPhone 6S Plus, the iPhone SE first generation, the iPhone SE second generation, and iPod Touch 7th generation. As we already know, the release date is scheduled for later this fall. There are betas that are out, so I don't know if they have a public beta, but if they do, go ahead and check it out, guys. Certainly going to be interesting to see what Apple is coming up with. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Daily Talk. It's been fun to talk about new speculations of Apple. Keep staying safe, and we'll see you in the next one.